Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Don in Missouri is on the line with a porch question. What can we do for you today?
I have a four post that has an exposed top.
Okay.
And the stair railing is fastened to it.
Okay.
It's got a bevel top on it. That's what they put on most of them. It's treated lumber. And there is a crack that goes from, I'm going to say, a quarter, maybe 3/8. And I don't know how deep it is, but it's fairly deep. And I want to seal the top of it, or seal it, so that water doesn't get in there, freeze, and expand the crack.
Now, Don, let me ask you a question. Do you want to paint this porch railing, or is it painted now or not?
No, we do not want to paint it.
And the reason I'm asking you these questions is because I'm going to tell you what to fill that crack with. But the problem is, you know, some of the materials that you use to fill the crack are not going to be the color of treated lumber. They're going to stand out and maybe look worse than the crack it looks right now. So I'm trying to figure out how you'd like this to look when you're all done.
Well, just the main thing is to keep water from running in there and freezing, expanding.
All right, so if you're not so concerned about the look, then what I would do is I would use an epoxy patching compound. You want to use a wood epoxy patching compound. And the reason I say that is because that has the ability to really stand up to the weather and bind to that wood material. You're going to apply it with a putty knife, and you're going to press it into that crack and then let it dry and sand over the surface to try to get the excess off. That's the best material to use for that particular situation. Don, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.